Hi there, and welcome to session 14 of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm Matt from Frugal Chicken, and in this episode, we'll talk about egg breaking. So we'll cover why hens start egg breaking, what you can do once they've started, and how to prevent it. We'll also talk about how to identify which chicken is eating her eggs, and what to do if you just can't stop her from engaging in this negative behavior, and there are chickens that just can't be broken. This will be a valuable episode that's full of advice that you can use today, so stay with me. Now, before we get started, I just want to briefly mention a company that I love, and that's Thrive Market. Now, the reason I'm telling you about them is because it's where I source all my organic items I use on my homestead. So when it comes to your chickens, having raw organic items on hand, such as honey, becomes extremely important if a chicken, or any animal really, becomes injured, and I personally source all of my raw organic honey from Thrive. If you don't know what Thrive Market is, it's an online organic supermarket, and it's a little like Costco meets your favorite farmer's market. Thrive Market is a membership site, and their products are anywhere from 15 to 20% cheaper than I found elsewhere. I value my Thrive Market membership, and I love that their products are ethically sourced, and I feel confident buying from them that I'm doing the best I can for our environment. Another thing I love about Thrive Market is that for every membership they sell to someone like you or me, they give a membership to a family in need. So it really is shopping for products that you'll use anyway, in a way that benefits other people too. You can join Thrive Market at thefrugalchicken.com/thrive, and that is an affiliate link, so thank you if you do decide to use it. Now let's get on to why we're here, and just as a reminder, you can access this podcast's show notes at thefrugalchicken.com/podcast14. That's podcast 14, all one word. So what is egg eating? If you don't know what that is, it's when a chicken, for whatever reason, starts eating their own eggs or the eggs of other chickens that have been laid. And there's a few reasons this happens. In my experience, the way that this starts is one day, an egg accidentally gets broken and your hens realize that there's something yummy inside. And this isn't to say that if a hen eats a broken egg, she will turn into an egg eater. And in fact, I have hens that are opportunistic egg eaters that never eat eggs otherwise. So there's no reason to think that she'll turn into an egg eater if she does happen to eat an egg that's broken. But a hen that does start egg eating typically starts this way. So I hope that that makes sense. Now there's obviously reasons why certain hens start to eat eggs, and not the least of these reasons is boredom. Chickens are more intelligent than they get credit for, and the hens that are cooped all the time can easily become bored and turn to negative behaviors, like egg eating, to alleviate that boredom. Another reason chickens start eating eggs is if they aren't getting the right nutrients or enough protein. Hens that are deficient in protein might instinctively start to eat eggs, which are full of protein, to get what she's missing. It's possible she's also missing some other nutrient, and that's possible if she isn't getting enough to eat, or if you leave your chickens to forage for themselves. Now, a third reason, and this happens much less often than the previous two, is if your chicken feels threatened in some way. When that happens, she might eat her eggs. For example, I had a hen eat her eggs after I began collecting them from her nest. This was an isolated incident, and I can't really say what was going through this hen's mind, but as soon as I started collecting the eggs, she got very upset and started to peck at the one she had just laid. And I thought to myself, oh great, an egg eater. So I separated the hen so she wouldn't teach the other chickens to eat their eggs. And the following day, she placidly laid an egg and left it alone. So clearly, this was an isolated incident that hasn't happened since, but it could be another reason you start to see a chicken eat an egg. So what can you do if you have chickens eating eggshells? That's a great question. There's a few things you can try, and just remember that each chicken is an individual, and while one method might work with one chicken or for one owner, you might need to try a different approach with another. Now, if you do have an egg eater, my first suggestion is to isolate the hen if possible, so she doesn't teach the other ones to do it. Now, the method I've personally used successfully with several hens is simply removing the eggs in a timely manner from the coop so she doesn't get the chance to break it. I also increase the amount of protein that they eat, and largely over the years, the reason my chickens have started eating eggs is because they weren't getting enough protein. So if you have an egg-breaking chicken, my first suggestion is to take a look at her diet. Is she getting at least 16% protein in her diet? I've seen some recommendations online to give your chickens things like cat food to increase their protein intake, but please don't do this. While it won't exactly hurt her, for the cost of a bag of cat food, you can easily buy a 50-pound bag of 18% non-medicated chick starter or a 22% bag of game bird feed at any feed store. This will increase her protein intake at a reduced cost to you rather than feeding cat food. If you feed a homemade feed or just want to offer a high-protein treat, toss out a couple handfuls of mealworms. They're almost entirely protein, and I think your hens will enjoy them more than cat food. You can find an example of mealworms at thefrugalchicken.com/mealworms, and that is an affiliate link, and I'll put that link in the show notes. Another thing to look at is your calcium intake. Hens that don't get enough calcium will start to feel that deficiency because she'll start to pull calcium from her bones to create her eggshells. As she becomes more deficient, if you don't provide a calcium supplement, she might start to look for ways to increase her calcium intake, such as by eating eggshells. As an aside, egg eating is one reason I don't like giving chickens eggshells as a calcium supplement. I've had hens that couldn't tell the difference between their eggs and eggshells I'd offered for calcium, and those hens had started to eat eggs. But of course, offering eggshells is a perfectly acceptable way to give your hens a calcium bump if you want to go that direction. Another option, and the one I prefer, is to offer oyster shells, which actually sit in her gizzard longer so she derives more calcium from them as they're digested. So that being said, at this point, let's look at some other things you can try to stop your egg-eating chicken. One of the more popular things I see to try to stop an egg-eating chicken is to place either ceramic eggs or golf balls in the nest. These are dummy eggs made of hard material that's safe for them to peck at, and obviously the chickens won't be able to break them. The idea behind these eggs is that as the hen pecks at the ceramic egg, it won't break, and your chicken will eventually lose interest. They do come in various colors, and since chickens can recognize color, we know this from various tests, I recommend purchasing ceramic eggs that are a similar color as the one your chicken lays. So for example, if your hen lays brown eggs, choose brown ceramic eggs. You can buy these ceramic eggs online, and they are cheap enough, about $6 for two, so giving them a try won't break the bank. You can see an example at thefrugalchicken.com/fake-eggs. That's F-A-K-E-E-G-G-S, all one word, and again, that is an affiliate link. If you do use ceramic eggs, be sure to collect the real eggs as soon as possible to further discourage egg breaking. Another common way to stop an egg-eating chicken is to fill an egg with something like mustard, which chickens don't like. The way you do this is to create a hole at each end of the egg, so you're going to put a hole in the fat end and in the thin end, and blow the contents out. A lot of times I see people suggest a pinprick, but you might want to make it a little bit larger than that, because the next thing you're going to do is fill the egg with mustard and leave it in the nesting box for her to find. If she tries to eat the mustard egg, she'll get a nasty surprise, and the theory behind this is that the hen will stop pecking at eggs because she thinks that something gross is inside. This might take more than one try to be effective, especially if you have an established egg eater, but it's reportedly effective. Hens hate mustard because it's strong, and if you've ever grown mustard, you'll know what I'm talking about. My chickens stay far away from the mustard patch on our homestead. Another option is to put hot sauce inside the egg, although you might have to mix it with something more viscous to ensure it doesn't run out. Some people have recommended using dish soap instead of mustard, but I don't recommend that. While dish soap might not poison your chicken, I think it's more of a risk than mustard. Another option to break chickens from eating eggs is to put curtains around the nesting box so it's completely dark. The theory behind this idea is that your chickens won't be able to see the egg, so she won't peck at it. Hens quickly forget about things that they can't see, so if she lays an egg, then leaves the nesting box, she might not remember the egg that she just laid. This has proven effective for some chicken owners, and it's definitely worth a shot. You can go out and get cheap curtain material, and just hang it in front of the nesting box in order to create a dark nesting box. Now, the next idea we'll talk about is taking the nesting material out of the box, and the idea behind this theory is that the egg will roll away from your chicken and she won't be able to successfully sink her beak into the egg. This idea has actually never worked for me, and if your nesting boxes are up high, you run the risk of the egg rolling out and onto the floor. Now, I have some smart hens that like to lay eggs in the rafters, and they figured out that if they can get the egg to fall, they get a treat. Like I said, hens are more intelligent than sometimes we give them credit for. So while this idea might work for you, and it's certainly worth a try, I've not found it to be successful, and it's actually counterproductive because, like I said, Once the hens realize that if they roll the egg onto the floor and it breaks, they'll get a treat. The thing here, though, is that chickens are individuals, like I said, so one thing that hasn't worked for me might work for you, and it's worth a shot if you think it'll stop this nasty habit. Another option is to place more enticing things than an egg to eat in their coop. For example, placing good-tasting herbs or hen treats, such as mealworms, in the coop for her to peck at might distract her from eating her eggs. Mint and garlic are two herbs you can try, and both are healthy for your hens. For the mint, simply gather a bunch and hang it upside down in the coop. For the garlic, you can put the bulb in their hole and let them peck at it, or you can chop it up. Now let's say you've tried everything on this list and it hasn't worked. And the bottom line is that your hen might not be able to be helped. I've talked about this hen before, but we do have an older hen that started eating her eggs one day after she watched her friend be killed by one of our dogs. And although we tried everything, nothing worked. We ended up letting this hen live out her days in our horse barn, eating all the bugs she can find, and she's very effective at it. So finding her another job is one alternative. So you don't necessarily need to get rid of them, kill them, or put them in the soup pot. You can also try buying or building nesting boxes for egg-eating chickens, and these nesting boxes let the egg roll out of the box. Basically, these are nesting boxes that are built on a slight angle, so the floor is on a slight angle. Not enough to make the hen uncomfortable, but enough that the egg will immediately roll down it into a container outside the coop. So your hen will be able to comfortably lay an egg, but she won't be able to break them. This is similar to the nesting boxes used in industrial farming, but they're completely humane. You can buy them online, but you can also easily make your own by slightly angling the bottom of a nesting box as you build it. For example, a 20-degree incline would allow the egg to roll out, and you can prevent breaking by placing something soft at the bottom where the egg will roll into. So the next question you have is, you might be wondering how to tell which hen is breaking her eggs. The first thing you should look for is whether any hen has egg on her beak or if they're wiping their beaks in the ground. It's not a sure telltale sign of who's breaking eggs, but it's a place to start. If you have a suspected egg eater, to truly be able to confirm which hen it is, the best thing to do is isolate the hen and see if she's the one. You'll know this if she lays an egg and then the egg disappears. One of the most effective methods I've found, especially if you can't isolate your chicken, is to simply place an egg in the coop and watch who goes for it first. So the hen who goes for it first is likely the egg eater. But again, it's really hard to confirm which one is truly eating the eggs until you see them doing it. So have you ever dealt with an egg eater? If so, what's worked for you? And were you able to break the habit or not? I'd love to hear about it, so there's something I want you to do. I would love it if you dropped me a line at editor@thefrugalchicken.com to let me know how you handle egg eaters, or even if you have any questions about breaking this habit. Now, if you have an egg-eating chicken, and you think their diet might be the problem, then you'll be interested in my course, Feeding Your Hens Right, which comes out in January, and you can see that at feedingyourhensright.com, and I'll put that link in the show notes. In this course, you'll learn how to feed your chickens so they get an optimal diet, lead healthy, happy lives, and lay the most nourishing eggs possible. As we grow increasingly sophisticated in understanding where our food comes from and the repercussions of eating a poor quality diet, it's important to understand how your hen's diet affects the quality of her eggs. Anyone who has a wheat allergy and can't eat store-bought eggs will understand what I mean. A friend recently told me that if she feeds her chickens a wheat-based diet, her son, who's wheat intolerant, will get sick. So that right there is proof that your hen's diet does affect the quality of her eggs, and studies have shown the exact same thing. I'm not making this up, and researchers have proven in several studies that what your hen eats does affect the quality of her eggs. If feeding your family the most nutritious food possible is important to you, then you'll want to check out my course. It's 5 video workshops that you can access at any time. There's specific recipes for homemade feed that can be tailored to your particular needs, and you'll learn how to raise a happy, healthy flock of chickens. The URL for that course is feedingyourhensright.com, all one word. Thanks for listening to this episode of What the Cluck about how to stop egg-eating chickens, and I'll see you next time.